Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Jesse Ventura with breaking news, joining us here on this Tuesday, 8th day of November transmission. Right now, let's go to Dean in New York, then Barbara, Danny, Hector, and others. Let's go to Dean. Dean, you're on the air. Welcome.
Oh, thanks, Alex. How are you? Prison Planet member. Watched your DVDs. You kind of woke me up. And I called in mostly to address the Jesse Ventura to see the governor. The governor treated this way, not only by TSA, but also by the court system. I just have to say something, okay? And it's quite simple, Alex. Under the 14th Amendment, if you are a U.S. citizen, this is going to be hard for a lot of people to accept, but it's the truth. And like you said, research it. Check it out. Under the 14th Amendment, if you claim that you're a U.S. citizen, you no longer have rights under the Constitution.
You have privileges.
Your Bill of Rights are gone. It's gone. Okay? So Jesse is a citizen, you're a citizen, because we're all citizens, you can just kiss the Constitution and the Bill of Rights because it doesn't apply to us anymore. Okay? It's just that simple. It's a sad fact, but it is a truth. Now, there's someone that you probably should have to explore this issue further, because this is like a, this is very explosive information, and I almost had to think to myself, geez, should I go on a medium like the Alex Jones Show, reaching millions of people with this information? But I felt compelled to, because I owe an obligation to, basically to you and your organization, for what you've done to wake me up. There's a man called L.B. Bork. He wrote a book. He called The Red Amendment. Tell Jesse to get a copy of that book. It's called The Red Amendment by L.B. Bork. Okay? And he'll explain to you, because you don't have to believe me. You do your research. He'll explain to you how, when you take U.S. citizenship, how they trick us, they fool us, as soon as, like, when you were going across the border.
Yeah, just to be clear, before you were a state citizen, they were a confederation that created the federal government. Our senators were sent to Washington. They were elected by the legislature. They were creatures of the states. They didn't want to actually make black people, free men. So instead, they made them wards of the District of Columbia. And yes, that's all true.
No, Alex, they made all of us wards.
No, I know, sir. I know, sir. I'm telling you what they said they were doing with the creation of that amendment. The reason they said they created that amendment, and yes, that's what it did to everyone. I've been aware of that for 16 years, and I'm glad you called in and brought that up. It is true. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Hector in Texas. Hector, you're on the air.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you a question about Occupy Wall Street. You mentioned that they're going to clamp down on it, and I wanted to know if they're going, if that action is going to backfire on them. And, I mean, I went last Friday to Occupy Houston, and I noticed the overwhelming majority of people there are, you know, Democrats, and they blame capitalism and stuff like that. But there's reasonable people also there who, you know, want to talk about reinstating Glass-Steagall Act and really know what it is, the problem we're having. So I was also putting a call out there to the, you know, InfoWars to at least try to educate people, go to the Occupy movements and try to educate
people. No, this is a golden opportunity to reach people that are politically waking up. Every person you wake up is a devastating blow against the globalist. In the fetters, get in there. People that want to get rid of the abolition of the Glass-Steagall Act and bring it back to stop these megabanks engaging in all this fraud. We've got to be in there talking to these groups. That's why I traveled around and went to the Federal Reserve locations.
Yeah, I'm also wondering what's going on with the Federal Reserve protest. I haven't heard anything from you, any update.
I know about a week or two into it, people were still up there, and we actually interviewed some of them on the nightly news. And I don't think there's anybody up there now, but it got a lot of attention on the Federal Reserve and really scared the system. And there's protests off and on at Federal Reserves everywhere. So great job to everybody out there. All right, we're going to get Governor Jesse Ventura on the line. The system wants to misrepresent his case and what's happened to him so they can violate all of our rights. This is a watershed event. Jesse Ventura is like Rosa Parks, ladies and gentlemen. He's had his civil rights violated, and they're trying to demonize him and the whore media. Stay with us.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
If you just joined us, I have likened Jesse Ventura to Rosa Parks. I likened Miss USA, who went to the Dallas airport, and they went in her panties and touched her genitals. She broke down and cried, and then they made fun of her. They had to settle with a woman in Amarillo where they pulled her blouse off and made comments about her breast. They put notes in people's bags saying, hey, I'd like to basically have sex with you. Hey, you know, get your freak on, girl. I've had TSA make fun of me and make little snide comments. I've watched Jesse Ventura in Atlanta where they went up between his legs. Ron Paul says it's done the same thing to him. He's a medical doctor. I've had medical exams. And quite frankly, it's disturbing. Even when it's your doctor and you're like a cow they're checking, to have them, you know, check for hernias and things and do what they do. And last year we had airline pilots who said, that's it, our union, we're going to boycott, we're not going to fly. They reported that former combat pilots would have to go home and would throw up in their parking lots in some cases after they were groped because people, you know, they say, get tough, take it, get tough. This is about humiliating people. This is about getting in your space. And I've watched Governor Ventura. Well, they laughed and giggled and said, it's the governor, and, you know, basically wanted autographs and stuff in Atlanta as he said, this country's like East Germany now. This is why I go to Mexico part of the year. And it was all a big joke to them. It's all very funny. TSA 2 weeks ago when I was flying out of Vegas for a meeting with Governor Ventura, the guy said to me, he said, I have administrative rights. You basically don't have rights. And now the TSA is announcing checkpoints in America. And I want Governor Ventura to continue to elaborate on this martial law situation in his own words. But now he's got breaking news today. He's now learned exactly what went down and how the judge sat on it for a certain period, so it couldn't even go to the Court of Appeals, even if he wanted to go to the Star Chamber. Now, notice, under this federal law that gives the TSA all this martial law power, you don't get a jury trial now. It goes right to the Court of Appeals. So this is a new system of government. You got the Star Chamber Super Congress now that originates the spending bills. All of this centralization of power is happening, and he's going to cover the waterfront here with us. A, there's been a national media blackout. B, when he does local news, he's going to tell you what happens to him. They misconstrue what he says, take it out of context. It's incredible. So he's got a whole raft of things we'll cover in the next hour, and we will open the phones up specifically for people that have a question for Jesse Ventura as well. But Governor, chin up. We appreciate you taking action. We appreciate you boycotting the airlines and taking a stand for everybody. But Rosa Parks was being made to sit at the back of the bus. Imagine if they were saying, well, we're going to grab your breasts and stick our hands down your pants and put you in a microwave oven. This is far more than that. This is a civil rights issue of our Fourth Amendment, of the Tenth Amendment, states' rights. I mean, you're a governor. I want you to speak to that. Governor, you've got the floor here. Tell us what's happening.
Well, Alex, thank you. First of all, it seems I'm running into a brick wall with the media. Mainstream media won't discuss the case. They don't think it's relevant at all. In fact, I was due to do CNN yesterday, and I was bumped because, of course, the big trial verdict was coming down in the Michael Jackson case. You know, and so that has more importance. And I said to the person via a second person at the CNN, I said, well, I completely understand. After all, mine's simply a constitutional issue. Why would that take preference over, you know, Michael Jackson's verdict on his drug overdose? You know, but that's our pop culture media. Locally, I did a radio show yesterday where the local guy Williams on WCCO TV or radio in Minnesota equated me to being Kim Kardashian, and that I was doing all this simply for publicity for my television show, this entire court case.
Incredible. You know, I guess my children have never flown, and my wife hasn't flown in 9 years just because of the searching, not much less the groping now. I guess we never get to fly anywhere and visit places because we want publicity as well.
I don't know, you know, but that's what I'm going up in. Excuse my voice, Alex. I'm battling a bit of a sore throat. But that's what I'm going up against in the media, and you're really my only outlet right now. I laughingly kidded you about it last week, but it's actually come true that I think I'm going on tomorrow with Judge Napolitano on Fox. He's one of the decent guys out there, you know, and he's going to have me on tomorrow, and I'm sure the judge will want to talk about this, and we'll get his opinion because he's a legitimate judge, or was before he took his TV show. You know, so we'll get his opinion on what just went down on it. But other than Judge Napolitano and you, I really have no media at all because they're avoiding this like the plague, because I have to believe they're part of it too.
Well, it's the same media that told us Iraq had WMDs, Governor.
Yeah, exactly. It's the same media that has lied to us constantly, the same media that, you know, takes our news and twists it to political, whatever way it needs to go. It's the same media that won't take pictures of our dead bodies coming home, but they will happily show you multiple pictures of Muammar Gaddafi getting shot in the head. But they won't show any of our troops that come home in body bags or American flags on the caskets, because naturally there's a price that we're paying also for these wars.
There is. Now you dropped a bombshell on me. This is newsworthy. You've had time to flesh this out with your lawyer now. specifically, talk about the setup. Talk about what the judge did. You were explaining to me earlier how she sat on this, because I was gov. Even if it's a star chamber, go ahead and still take it to the star chamber and say, okay, let's see what the star chamber is going to do. And you said, no.
I can't.
Tell folks.
Well, because apparently there's a statute of limitations that when you file the case, you have 60 days in which to take it to the Court of Appeals. Well, I filed the case last January, and the judge didn't even rule on it till a week or so ago. So my statute of limitations, my attorney explained it best to me. It's a catch-22. And so this is how they're avoiding anyone going and having a jury trial. What they're telling, and I'm speaking to all your listeners, Alex, what they're telling you is this, that you as citizens cannot perform like the elitists that they are, that you are not capable of making a constitutional decision. So therefore, they will not let any constitutional decision go to a jury. I cannot have a jury trial. They're not allowing me. They threw me out of court, and they did it in a non-timely fashion. They waited 10 months so that my 60 days after filing to go to the Court of Appeals would then expire, as I understand it. You know, while I'm waiting for her to do the decision. Now, if your listeners want to voice opinion about Judge Nelson, feel free to do so. It's Judge Nelson in the St. Paul District of the Federal Court. She's the same woman that initially did, the same judge that handled the National Football League, the first one to make a ruling on it. So, you know, if they want to email her, call her, write. I'm actually, Alex, you know, I've gone down four times now with the Picket Wall Street people in Minneapolis. But I'm going to switch. I'm not going down there anymore. In my spare time now, I'm going to go over to the St. Paul Federal Courts building, and I'm going to walk by myself with my own sign, and my sign is going to say, I could get equal treatment in Cuba.
Well, it's true. And
you know, because I feel that way. I feel that if I were in Cuba, I couldn't be treated any worse than what I'm being treated here in not being allowed to go in front of a jury of my peers of citizens, because that's all I am now. I am Jesse Ventura, citizen. And I can't go in front of a jury of my peers and have them decide whether my constitutional Bill of Rights Fourth Amendment is being violated, because the government won't let me. Now, that's oppression. That is not freedom. That is not our founding fathers. I couldn't imagine what they would think about this decision.
Well, you're right, and now they're announcing, hey, we've been using OnStar to listen to you without warrants. Hey, those smart meters, they can track what you're watching on television. That's mainstream.
Well, how about the Viper teams now in Tennessee? I just saw it on the Internet, the TSA Viper teams. Tennessee just passed at the state of Tennessee, apparently, where these TSA people are going to be out on the highways now.
Yeah, they're codifying it.
And they're using the old bus way or the old truck weigh-in spots, that, you know, those places they always used to weigh the trucks. Yeah, they're using those. Those are going to be the new operational things where the TSA is going to operate. So get ready, people. If you sit back and go, oh, well, it's just us airport people. It's just those people that fly that are going to be stepped on by this TSA Gestapo-type living that they're putting upon us. Well, it's not. Now it's going to the highways. Now don't be surprised if you get pulled over, and they said they're going to have sniffing dogs out there, too.
Oh, Dave, all over the Texas coast, hundreds of miles from the border, you take any little ferry over, they search your whole car, pull you out. But now, as you said, all over the U.S., in the middle of the country, I've seen on the news, they pull families out, and now they say they're going to start groping. They've got federal grants where they start taking blood at checkpoints. Now, they now admit, Kathleen Sebelius admits, they're going to merge the Department of Health and Human Services with Homeland Security and do forced inoculations, Gov. That's what this is really all about. you know, used to.
Well, I'm going to keep it at my level, Alex. Simply that the fact is that I have to fight it at this level. The fact that they will not allow me to take my freedom into a courtroom and to have a ruling on my Fourth Amendment of reasonable search and seizure. And that's where I'm sticking with mine. I got to focus on what I can focus on and what directly affects me the most and what I can do about it. So that's all I'm going to focus on. I can't get into the inoculations and all that type of stuff, although it wouldn't surprise me because, as I said, let me clear up a few things. You know, the press has been misquoting me, saying how I'm going to give up my U.S. citizenship. I never once stated that. I simply stated I was going to apply for Mexican citizenship, my wife and I, over the fact that we live half the year down there anyway. I might as well have dual citizenship. And yet the media has twisted it, meaning, but I did absolutely say that I will never stand for the national anthem again, and that if I do, I will take the pose of Tommy Smith and John Carlos, the two Olympians in 68, if you're old enough, who shocked the world when they won gold and bronze and stood up with a fist, a closed fist, and with a black glove in the air and bowed their heads in shame that they were winning a gold medal for a country that wouldn't even give them their civil rights. And that's kind of how I feel right now. I live in a country that won't even give me my rights, my constitutional rights, while I bow my head in shame and raise a black fist into the air.
Well, it will certainly get their attention. And I think this is breaking news here that because I searched and searched and finally found one person who'd put your whole speech on the Internet. The Associated Press and others edited it. And then when I talked to you, you weren't saying I'm giving up my U.S. citizenship. You were saying that, well, I'll just try to get dual citizenship. And, you know, at least so I have some place to go to sometimes and spend more time in Mexico, or I can totally fight it and you know, run for president. And so I think that's a major issue, and because they've tried to demonize you now and claim that you hate America. No, these are the people destroying what America stands for, the Bill of Rights and Constitution. So they turn it around and now try to say you're the anti-American, and I have all these headlines. Here's one of them.
I am anti-America when my country won't let me go to court, yes.
Well, let's be specific.
I think if the First Amendment is still out there, if that even exists, don't I have the right to be able to say it?
Yeah, you do, but just to be specific, this is a foreign banking cartel that is absorbing the republic. I mean, you love your country, you dislike your government, correct?
Exactly. It's like my T-shirt on the Internet. I love my country, not my government.
So that's what you're saying. But, I mean, specifically because this will get quoted. Great folks like, you know, Drudge and people out there have actually carried what you really said. But I mean, just to correct anything else that the mainstream media got wrong.
Well, it's simply the fact that, you know, I never said that I'm giving up my U.S. citizenship. That's a lie. Right there, and I don't know. You know how they're going to spin everything. They don't even focus on what the case is about. They focus because I may say some provocative things, and that's what they focus in on is my provocative mouth, for lack of better terms. But you notice none of them are actually getting into the meat and potatoes of why was he denied. And you know, one of the reporters had to laugh. He looked at me and he goes, well, he said, if you're not going to fly, how are you going to get to Mexico now? And I looked at him and said, I haven't flown to Mexico yet. I said, I drive it every year. I said, 3,000 miles one way. I said, it'll have no effect on me going to Mexico. And he was kind of stunned, you know, that you drive it. You know, well, I drive it. I drive everywhere now. And I'm trying to wake people up to the fact that, you know, it's out on our highways now. You know, Border Patrol is no longer at the border. Border Patrol is now 200, 300 miles in from the border on our interstate highways. And I'm trying to tell these reporters, don't you realize in a matter of years you're going to have to show an ID to go to Iowa if you live in Minnesota?
Well, it's worse than that. 2 years ago in Tennessee, they started this in five other states, and the governor said, don't, I mean, it was in the news, he said, don't do this. They have the Army out there under TSA command in, quote, a drill, pulling over whole shutting down whole highways for hours, and they told the governor, basically, go to hell.
And I can believe that. You know, we've allowed our federal government to become far, far too powerful than what our forefathers had in mind for it.
Let me raise this, Governor. What do you, because it's all over the news now, they're now announcing FEMA is ordering in the Ozarks and all over the country, people who've had houses for upwards of 80 years, to the government's going to, ordering them to demolish their house at their expense, and they're just ordering people's lake houses moved. I mean, this government is just, it's beyond North Korea. It's like cancer.
You know, and the sad part is that our citizens out there, many of them, think it's just fine because they're being protected. I said to a guy yesterday on the radio, this character in Minneapolis that called me Kim Kardashian, I said to him, don't you listen to Ben Franklin when Ben Franklin said, those who will give up their liberty for security deserve and shall have neither? You know what his response to me was? That was 300 years ago. What Ben Franklin said then doesn't apply to today.
It was 230 years ago.
Whatever.
Sure, he's an idiot. But I mean, that's...
And this guy's on the airwaves. This guy is broadcasting what seems to me what mainstream America believes today.
No, sir.
By the way, I do need to get a message out, a coded message. And I'll take time to do it right now, Alex, on your show. Okay?
Go ahead.
KG in Boston, please call me. KG in Boston, who I know listens to Alex's show, I need to talk to you. Call me at home, KG.
Is that a famous sports person?
No. It's just a person. Anyway, we'll move on. If he's listening, he'll know.
Well,
Eddie told me he listens all the time. But anyway, Alex... I'm so frustrated right now at how come people in America don't even care that my case was thrown out.
Governor, that is not what's happening here.
Well, I hope not, but, nobody's... here's the other thing, too, Alex, that I question. Where was the ACLU on my case? I spoke to my attorney yesterday, and I said, David, did any of these organizations come forward to offer any type of help in this case I brought forward? He said, nobody.
No, it's called an amicus brief. But let me stop you, Gov. You've got a great lawyer. You've won cases before, but let's just go back here. I want to be specific. The polls show over 90% are against the TSA. Most talk show hosts are against it. Most listeners are against it. They know it's a fraud. I've talked to local TV reporters who are told to go out to the Austin airport. They'll interview 40, 50 people before they get one person who likes to be groped, and then they're told to put that on the news. So this is the system desperately trying to sell something that's totally unconstitutional, and you brought a lot of light to this. It's because what you're doing is so honest and true that the system either is going to demonize you, not talk about the case, or ignore you, just like Ron Paul. They've done scientific studies, and he's still number two or number three in all the major polls, that he gets the least amount of coverage, and what he does get is negative. It's a badge of honor. If you had the devilish system, you know, this whole corrupt Nazi system liking you, that would be a problem, Governor.
I understand that, but I guess you have more faith in the people, I guess, than I do today, because I'm not seeing or hearing anything. I'm not seeing or hearing any outrage. I mean, other than you, Alex, and a handful of people of my inner sanctum, I haven't even had nobody tell me, hey, thanks for doing what you're doing. Not that I need it, but I just would like to feel that this country isn't, for lack of a better term, drinking the Kool-Aid and the fluoride in the water, and they just don't give a damn.
Well, that's it, sir. You've done investigations on that. We have a drugged, brain-damaged public. These are victims. We've got to continue to wake them up. Stay there. We'll be right back with Jesse Ventura. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
With the economic bad news getting worse each day, are you ready for the hard times ahead? This is Alex Jones with a special self-reliance report. I've said on this program before that studies show that in a true crisis, 8 out of 10 people will remain sheep-like and passive, frozen like deer in headlights of an oncoming car, waiting for others for help. 1 out of 10 will actually panic and endanger family and friends as they melt down. And only 1 out of 10 will take swift and decisive action when the going gets tough, dramatically increasing their chances of survival. Folks, I've just read a new book called Ready for Anything. It's a must-read for anyone who wants to increase their chances of survival in the coming hard times ahead. To read more about this important new book, go to readyforanythingmanual.com. That's readyforanythingmanual.com. I've got my copy. Get yours today at readyforanythingmanual.com. That's readyforanythingmanual.com. There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Governor Jesse Ventura is our guest, and we're going to go to him in a moment, but I can tell you unequivocally, just like those airline pilots said, we're not doing this. You trust us with a giant plane, but you're going to have some pot-bellied person grab our genitals and microwave us? Not happening. We've got to say no like they did. And here's another issue. This is the federalization of transportation. They're now estimating it was $20 billion, now $40 billion a year. $40 billion a year. $40 billion a year that the hotels are losing, that the restaurants are losing, that the theme parks are losing. Remember last year when this all kind of peaked because Drudge, who is number one news website in the world, was posting our articles every day, and my own employee, them trying to grope her small daughter and all that, that kind of kicked it all off, and then them lying and saying they weren't and video coming out of it. They came out at that point and basically tried to deny they were doing all this. And then the restaurant association, the hotel association, the travel association came out and said, stop it. Don't do it. We don't want this. So Governor Ventura is just a prominent person who had the courage to speak out and say no and not fly. The reason they're engaged in a blackout of him right now is because they're scared of it. They know we're reaching critical mass. They know this is a bipartisan, transpartisan issue that brings black, white, Hispanic, liberal, conservative, libertarian, atheist, Christian, Muslim, Jew, agnostic, Buddhist together. This is a unifying issue. Everybody knows it's a joke. And the borders are basically wide open, but then they're using this, like Ron Paul said, the walls are to keep us in. We're going back to Jesse Ventura, but I just want to point out, if you go to Infowars.com, we've got all three of his latest books, American Conspiracies, incredibly powerful, super discounted right now, 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read, New York Times bestseller with Dick Russell and Jesse Ventura, Don't Start the Revolution Without Me, all three of these books discounted at Infowars.com. Get them out to people. And Jesse, I've got to say to you, and I want you to have the floor here, And then really break down where you stand. But I have seen you fly. I have seen you happy when we got to the airport, literally beside yourself, angry in a controlled fashion after they groped you. Ron Paul has come on and said it's disgusting and it enrages him. He has to fly like twice a week. He hates it. All these other Congress people, I've had state reps on where they intimidate them and grope their children and scream at them. Everybody's getting sick of this. So that's why they're scared. But why not run for president to really say, I want the Bill of Rights, I want my country back, I want my country back, you know, tour. And there's no way they can ignore you if you do that. This is the best way to fight these bastards. It's like Rosa Parks running for president, Governor Ventura.
Well, thanks, Alex, but the difficulty would be this. I don't have any money. I won't accept PAC money. I don't accept corporate money. I never did. Let me repeat to people. When I ran for governor of Minnesota, I only raised $300,000. I actually made more money doing the job than I did to get the job. I made $120,000 a year for 4 years. That's what the governor is paid. And so I made $480,000, and I only spent $300,000 to get it. The problem is, Alex, I don't have ballot access. I can say all I want. I'll run for president, but I won't have ballot access in any states. So therefore, they'd have to write me in, and there's no way you stand any chance.
Okay, I got that. But look at Ron Paul. His average donation is about $40. And he's the number three raiser. I think you could do it regardless. You're saying, you've told me privately, I won't run unless I think I can win. You win by fighting these creatures and forcing your way into the media. And I agree. I think it's time for the libertarians. Aaron Russo was great. Michael Bagnerick, great. Come on, folks. They're great guys. But Jesse Ventura, you are head and shoulders more as a personality. The libertarians need to call for you. I know they're waiting for Ron Paul off record. I mean, you know, that's well known in the media. Paul said he might run third party if he doesn't get the nomination. But I'm telling you, Gov, I mean, you put your hat in the ring. You're waiting on it.
What can I do? What am I supposed to do? Call the libertarians and say, here I am?
Well, that's what happens. They've got people already lobbying, already got that caucus. I mean, I think it's here.
I think that it would require the libertarians to come to me and say, look, we have ballot access in 48, 50 states. We would like you to be our nomination for president.
Oh, it's sensational.
Because I just don't think it's right for me to die. I think they're the organization. They're the ones that have the ballot access.
Well, I know this. You're very libertarian on every front. In fact,
I passed their test with flying colors.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's no doubt compared to Bob Barr. I mean, you're a much bigger and more powerful and constitutional figure. You didn't vote for the Patriot Act like he did. And I'm not, he said he voted for it to get a sunset in it. But, I mean, I'm not saying Barr's even a bad guy. The point is, you are light years ahead of him.
I remember something, too, though, Alex. Let me explain this. When you hold those public offices, when you leave 10 years later, you realize that there are quite a few things you voted for that you probably, in hindsight, would not have done. That can happen to you. You know, and it can happen. And I'm not making excuses for Bob Barr on the Patriot Act, but it can happen. And it's okay to change your mind. If you voted for something 10 years ago, and then you realize through educating yourself and seeing the results of it that you were wrong, then simply come out and admit it.
All right, well, I'm going to say this
right. I made a mistake when
agree. I think he's done that now. But what I'm saying here is it shows a judgment issue, but I understand what you're saying. I'm saying this right now. If the Libertarian Party does not approach you now and does not seriously entertain asking you to go to their caucus and try to win it, because that's how it works. It's Libertarian. You undoubtedly win it hands down because you've got the background, everything. You dwarf Bob Barr. You would bring absolute lightning power to this whole thing. And the fundraising they would get, the amount of attention, a lot of people have said at the hierarchy, they're infiltrated. And I'm saying right now, if they don't approach you, they are 100% infiltrated. Unless they come out and say, we're waiting for Ron Paul, then they throw the gauntlet down in front of him. If he doesn't pick it up and then have you as VP, because that's a royal flush right there. That's power packed. But, I mean, definitely you need to get in the mix now. And people who are libertarians need to call them up and say, listen, we need Jesse Ventura in there. Don't try another Bob Barr on us or something. I mean, I'm sorry, not trying to make Bob Barr angry at us. He comes on the show, but I'm sorry, Bob, you're no Jesse Ventura.
Well, you know, I'm not going to say one or the other that way, you know, on Mr. Barr, but, you know, that's the status of it. And then again, you know, before I would do anything like that, I would have to consult my wife and my family because I don't know if they're up for it. You know, and I'll be honest with you, Alex, before any elected job, I put my wife in front of it. That's one of the reasons I did not seek re-election for a second term as governor. You know, I could have won. There's no doubt in my mind I could have been re-elected probably as many times as I would have desired. The Republican Speaker of the House, even off the record, told me that when I was in office. He said, there's nobody in Minnesota that'll beat you. He said, you can be governor as long as you want, but I'm not that way. You know, I'm a throwback. I believe that when you go and serve, you go and serve, and then when you're done serving, go back to what you used to do. That you should not make a career out of it. That's one of the downfalls of our country, is that all of these elected people, they're all career politicians. And when one becomes a career politician, then you're making decisions to benefit your career, which may not be the right decisions to benefit the country. And that's the situation we're in. And, of course, with the Democrats and Republicans, they don't give a damn about the country. All they care about is their party, their power, and whoever they serve, which is, of course, their corporate donors and big money.
Let me go over a few of those numbers, Governor. This is an article, 12 Facts About Money in Congress, that are so outrageous, it's hard to believe they are true. Up at InfoWars.com, we have links in this article to all of the mainline statistics. The collective net worth of the members of Congress increased by 25% between 08 and 010 as the rest of the collective wealth went down. Number two, the collective net worth of all members of Congress is now slightly over $2 billion. That is a billion with a B. Number three.
Hey, wait a minute. If they're paid government employees, how could their wealth go up if they're on a fixed salary?
Well, that's why they'll spend 50 times what it pays to get the job.
Gee, are they getting money on the side somehow?
Yeah, let's continue. Number three, this happened during a time when the net worth of most American households was declining rapidly. According to the Federal Reserve, the collective net worth of all Americans decreased by 23% during the same period. So there's one up more than...
Let me add this to it, too. All you hear about from Republicans in Congress is government Obamacare, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, then... Here's what I propose. I propose that every citizen in the United States should have the identical health care as the Congress gets.
Oh, that's right. They're exempt from all their own laws and get their own health care.
Yeah, and what is it? It's government-run health care. So when you hear Michelle Bachmann screaming about Obamacare, remember, she has government-run health care that serves her family just fine.
That's right. Ron Paul has refused it, by the way.
Well, okay. You know, Ron's an honorable man.
Exactly. No, I was just...
But the point is, there's your fine example that the Congress gets benefits you don't get. They get health care. You think they're worried at all that half of this country can't even go to the doctor because they have no health care? What do they care for? They have theirs, and no. Theirs is government-run. So when you hear all these Republicans sit and condone or berate government-run health care, when they have it. That's the height of hypocrisy.
You're right. Here's a couple more. I won't read them all. Number four, the average net worth of a member of Congress is now approximately $3.8 million. Number five, the net worth of House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi increased 62% from 09 to 010. Boy, talk about cashing in. The top Republican in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, saw his net worth grow by 29% from 09 to 010. He is now approximately worth $9.8 million. Number seven, more than 50% of the members of U.S. Congress are millionaires. It just goes on. But enough of that.
That doesn't necessarily make them bad.
No.
I mean, that's what America's about. Let me be clear on that, But the point is, if it's a level playing field.
Yes.
And if they're acquiring their money in an honest manner. And they're not selling their souls to rock and roll, which is what these people, the first thing that I would do if I became president of the United States,
Tell me.
I would take away retirement. Because when you do public service, you should not get a retirement for it. That's what you ought to look into too, Alex. Look into the retirement of these congressmen. And the huge parachutes they get.
There are some
time in office.
There are some small town people in small town government getting $800,000 a year in California. Gov, dear, there's so much to cover, and we're running out of time. I want to go back to during the break. You were really
think that would be a good idea as president? Take away all retirement. You're supposed to be doing public service. When you do public service, there shouldn't be a retirement plan.
Well, I know it certainly turned the government into a mafia, but Gov, going back to during the break, you were really on fire talking about what the TSA is, where this country's going, the media lying about what you said. Throw down the gauntlet. I mean, you've got the floor.
The TSA, to me, the workers out there, I mean, these are $10 an hour workers. These are people that are not highly trained. They're not highly trained at all to do what they do, and it's a complete abuse. The people that work at the airports, they don't have to go through this screening. It's only the passengers that do. And I would love to see people boycott the airlines. I would encourage people, if you get the chance, don't fly. Don't participate in this martial law that's going on at our airports. Because if you want to know what martial law is, go to an airport. Go to an airport. All you're going to see are guards, armed guards walking everywhere, and you being frisked and patted down and treated like a prison asylum. And that's what our airports. I live in Mexico half the year, and I have a lot of friends down there that come from Europe. They avoid the United States like the plague. They avoid it because it's like going into East Berlin. They tell me that. Is that what our country should stand for? We, the bastion of freedom, and we're supposed to stand for this lockdown? All over the pretense that they're keeping us safe? Keeping us safe from who? I would say we need to be kept safe from them.
Well said. That's what I told the TSA guy. I'm like, how do I know you're not a terrorist? You guys get caught stealing and doing all this stuff constantly.
I'm not going to get into individual things the TSA does. The TSA is there because our elected officials and government, George Bush and the Patriot Act, put them there.
You're right.
And the TSA and Homeland Security. Homeland Security is a federal agency that has the power of the Gestapo. I mean, when I went out to do Plum Island, none of the fishermen would take me on a legal ride in their boat because they were afraid Homeland Security would pull their license and they would lose their livelihood. That's what our government's supposed to be, oppressive like that. Our government is supposed to rule us with fear. I don't think that's what the United States of America should stand for at all. And that's what our government, in my opinion, has turned into today.
Well, you're right. I mean, the whole world looks at us in horror and thinks of us as a police state.
Alex, why do we need bases all throughout the world? What have we done to the rest of the world where we have the need to protect ourselves to such extent? barricade your house and put up armament and electric fencing and guard dogs and everything else in the world, obviously you don't trust your neighbors at all, or you don't have a good relationship with the people around you. And that's what it seems like the United States of America has turned into today. We were looked at one time as the bastion of freedom. I don't know how anybody could look when we want to put walls up at our borders. We got stopped. It's like driving around Nazi Germany now. They got stops all over the country when you drive places. And the people of this country, many of them sit back and say, oh, that's wonderful.
Well,
be safe.
Well, you're right on that. The vast majority are upset about it, but they don't have any respect for themselves to file a lawsuit or boycott or speak up like you've done. And they need to understand. Remember Obama at his last State of the Union said, we'll put up trains nationwide, and don't worry, you won't get groped like the airport. And people laughed, and they were already doing it at train stations. He knew he was lying. I mean, this is insane. And what's crazy is I go fishing a few times a year in Port Aransas and other areas. I've been doing it my whole life. And now, when Coast Guard or Homeland Security now out there drives within 500 yards, people stop the boats and bow their heads, basically groveling. And I said, why are you doing that? And they said, if you look at them and if you don't stop your boat, they jump on board and scream and yell at you. And I said, really? And they said, oh, yeah, this isn't America anymore. And we're talking hundreds of miles from the border. And they literally, this morning I was driving into work and I saw a bunch of police out doing some highway work, and they were like bugging their eyes out, strutting around looking crazy. And
the bottom line is, Alex, is that we don't need Homeland Security. Homeland Security was put in place, in my opinion, we need to cut down the power of the federal government and give power back to the states.
And face the danger, as you've said. I mean, I'm much more afraid, and history shows, a big corrupt government than some guy with a turban on his head. Meanwhile, they just gave Libya to Al-Qaeda.
Well, you know, let's remember what they did to Iraq. Iraq now belongs, Iraq was what, Sunni, and now it's the other way. When we took Saddam out, we put Iraq right in line to be with Iran.
Yep.
Now, why would we do that? That makes no sense to me. I guess they know more than I do about what they're trying to accomplish.
No, it's a radicalization program. They're creating the next enemy to blow up 10 years from now.
Well, you know, again, I stand with Ron Paul. Bring the troops home. End the wars. Let's take care of our own infrastructure. Let's build highways. Let's put our money into our country instead of putting money into the rest of the world.
Unbelievable. I want to take a few calls, Governor, but
okay, real quick, and then I got another call I actually got to do in a few minutes.
No, I understand. Oh, you got to go right at the end here. You want me to put you in touch with Coast to Coast AM?
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, because I want you to get this information out to the widest audience. I'll call George Norrie at the end of the show and get it hooked right up.
Okay.
Because I'm sure they want to get you on. Let's go, because he was bringing you up last night when I was on. Let's go to Danny in Georgia. Thanks for holding her on the air with Governor Ventura.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hi, Danny. It's
an honor to talk to you both. I'm a big fan of the show, as well as your work that you've done for all of us as Americans. But I wanted to say, you know, I mean, you're completely right. It's been a great interview. And you're completely right. You know, people need to get behind your work, Ventura, and, you know, really support you. And, you know, they need to start speaking up, because I haven't flown ever since I was 10 years old. That was about 11 years ago. And, you know, I refuse to do it now, because of all the groping and everything. So I just wanted your take on that about, you know, what do you think about, you know, people getting behind you and starting some kind of movement to get the hotels, the media, everybody to start boycotting and all that kind of stuff?
I would love, here's what I would love. I would love to pick out one day, just one day, and have no one in this country fly that day.
I think we picked that.
The airports down in protest for one day.
Yeah, you had said next 4th of July, but that's a ways off. I mean, I would say we did it last year. We had you know, no fly on Thanksgiving, the day before, the day of, and the day after. Or if you have to, opt out. And they basically turned the scanners off for 2 weeks because they didn't want to give people a chance to revolt.
Well, you know, to me, as long as people continue to put up with it, and like I said, there's a huge crowd of people out there. Like the one guy said to me, well, I'm all for it because no one's hijacked any planes and attacked us since 9/11.
Well said. Let's take another call here. Let's talk to Barbara in Ohio. You're on the air with Jesse Ventura.
Hello.
Hi, Barbara.
Brother Alex. First of all, we need to pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for my brother.
Barbara, I don't mean to interrupt you, but we're almost out of time here.
Not only that, Barbara, unfortunately, I'm an atheist. It doesn't do me any good.
Well, Jesse, on your show, you're investigating spiritual stuff. You really don't know what's going on out there.
No, I certainly don't, you know, but I belong to no religion, and I belong to the same religion George Carlin did.
But listen, Barbara, I appreciate your prayer, though. Pray
all you want, Barbara. Don't get me wrong. I don't stand in anyone's way. If you desire to pray, you pray to your heart's content.
But, Barbara, specifically, you have a quick question or comment?
Yes. We do have a way out of this evil. It's all in the Word of God. If God be for you, who can be against you? Noah was sheltered. Lot was taken to the mountains. Where did Jesus go when he was persecuted?
Well, then I guess we got to vote for Rick Perry because Rick Perry said that God came to him and told him he had to be president.
Barbara, I appreciate your call.
To me, disqualifies him, Alex.
Well, that's when he's not visiting the...
No, it disqualifies him because I challenge Rick Perry to prove to me he talked to God.
Well, he must have talked to God when he was at the transvestite bar.
What I'm saying is prove it. He can't prove it. He can only say it.
Let's go to Brad in Canada with Jesse Ventura. Last caller, then I'm going to say bye to him here. I know you got that next call, guy, but I need to talk to you around the end here. Go ahead, Brad in Canada, then I'll get to others. Go ahead.
Well, Governor, I thank you and I salute you, my friend. I must confess, I wasn't surprised with the ruling. What I'm most surprised with is the fact there's no reaction from anybody. I have mentioned this to everybody up here, and maybe I have a different perspective because I'm on the outside looking in to the U.S., but no one knew about it, no one knows about it, and no one seems to care.
Exactly.
I'm going to stop you. I've had people all over come up to me and say, thank Jesse Ventura. I mean, I've had every guest I have on, rock stars, you name it, say thank him. I had people this weekend come up and say thank the governor. I had a friend I haven't seen in years show up down at our...
But Alex, these are all the people that listen to you. And as big as your show is, there's still a lot of people out there that don't.
No, I totally agree with you. My point is we got a lot of people starting to wake up, and we don't have a choice. We got to beat this enemy.
Well, I agree.
All right, caller, I appreciate your call, but in the minute...
I appreciate it, too, but he's exactly correct.
In the minute...
Mainstream media didn't touch it. Half the country doesn't even know that I brought the lawsuit.
Well, let's have all the listeners call talk radio, call national media, tell them cover this. This is a big deal. Do we have a right to a jury trial?
Either that or have them all call Judge Nelson and ask why I can't have a jury trial, why she has no courage.
Because she's a political minion, a political sellout. Governor, we've only got about 45 seconds left. Look, you've thrown down the gauntlet. You're telling the media, get the story straight, correct, about you giving up your U.S. citizenship.
Oh, absolutely. I did not ever once say I was giving up my citizenship. I merely said I was going to apply for Mexican citizenship and have dual citizenship. There is nothing wrong with that, considering that I do spend a great deal of time in Mexico. And what's the matter with being a dual citizen?
Incredible, Governor. I'm going to say bye to you during the break. Look for the Governor on Coast to Coast AM today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.